Ksuvas Perktal Mishnah Yud. Loi Kosovla Benin Dichrin Dehavin Lechi Minai Inin Yirtun Ksaf Ksuvasich Yasar Al Chukayan Dim Achayon. What this means is he doesn't write in the Ksuva Benin Dichrin, that's male children that you have from me. This is what he's writing to her in the Ksuva. Inun, they Yirtun Ksaf. They are Yarshining, they are inheriting the money Ksuvasich Yasar Al Chukayan Dim Achayon, more than the chelik of their other brothers that he may have from another wife. Chayev. He's still nevertheless Chayev. Shu Tnai Basin, because this is also Tnai Basin. Meaning, there's a din of Benin Dichrin that there's a fear if somebody would ever try to marry off his daughter, the fear is if this daughter ever dies and she has children, let's say she has a dowry or a large ksuva, and now she dies, so the husband inherits that. And now if the husband dies and there are all of his children, everybody would split up this inheritance. And now, the father-in-law, who gave the dowry, or the ksuva that his daughter had with this guy, is now falling to other children, not his own grandchildren, or not her children. So in order to prevent that from happening, that money, whether it's the ksuva, or the dowry, which is called nedunya, or the teisefes ksuva, we've said that that's additional to the regular part of the ksuva, they all would go specifically to the male children that he had with her. And if he doesn't write this in the ksuva, this lashon of benin dichrin, nevertheless, it's a tnai based and he can't get out of this, and this is what would happen. And like we said, this is the way the Rav explains, based on the Gemara, that it's to encourage people to marry off their daughters and to give dowries. Otherwise, they'd be afraid. And Tesiyanta brings the Gemara that it's dafka to the benin dichrin, but not to the daughters, because that they didn't have to do. Because banos don't yarshin b'makom that there's a ben. So they wouldn't yarshin from their mothers, but that wouldn't prevent their grandfathers from marrying off their mother to begin with, because as long as they know that if there are sons that yarshin, and they're the only ones that are going to get it, they're still going to marry them off.